Hey guys, Robbie here from the Big Red Express. Thanks so much for pressing the download button on today's podcast. If you haven't done so already, head on over to iTunes, search the Big Red Express, click the subscribe button, and then you are home free. Guys, it is the easiest way to get every single episode of our podcast delivered directly to your mobile device, your iPad, your iTunes device, whatever you have. Absolutely free. If you don't have iTunes, we're on the Stitcher app. We're also on the TuneIn app. You can just go on there, search the Big Red Express. It is the easiest way to find us, or just go on over to our website, bigredexpress.podomatic.net, and you can get every single episode directly delivered there as well. Guys, I had just came back from Colorado, still trying to recover from the high altitude and really just the long days that went there. Flew into Colorado on Friday, stayed there for a couple of days for the USAFF National Championships, and then was able to come back. We're going to be talking about that a lot more on the podcast, kind of tell you how my experience was and kind of what is the plan for them going forward, how the athletes reacted to it, and much, much more. But got to give a huge shout out, guys, to all the sponsors that make this podcast possible on a daily basis. Got to give a huge shout out to CrossFit Krypton and the Ben Smith Blueprint. Guys, I've been doing the Ben Smith Blueprint for, man, over 5 years since I started CrossFit. It was the first thing I ever did, and I've been doing it ever since. If you guys want to have personal programming designed by one of the fittest men on earth in the history of the game, Ben Smith, head on over to CrossFitKrypton.com for your opportunity. Go check them out on Instagram, and they got a new YouTube channel, so make sure you guys go check that out, the Ben Smith Blueprint. It's the best way to get all the stuff that you need for programming for yourself or for even your affiliate. If you own an affiliate and you know, think programming and things like that takes a lot of time, go get yourself involved in the Krypton satellite programming for the affiliates. It gives you warm-ups, workouts, and so much more for a great price. Go check that out, CrossFitKrypton.com. Got to give a huge shout-out to Burrito Perdido. Man, they have been with us since the very early days of the podcast, man. I don't know if we would be exactly where we are in terms of the podcast world and financially if it wasn't for Burrito Perdido and the great things that they've been able to do for us, supporting us, helping us really get around and really putting this podcast on for the last 2.5 years. They've been absolutely incredible. So go check them out. Burrito Perdido, they're located on Cedar Road. They've got burritos, chimichangas, tacos. They're open from Tuesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., go check them out. They some of the best food in the entire state of Virginia. I am wholeheartedly believe that that is one of the best plots, the one of the best spots in all of Virginia. So go check that out, Burrito Perdido, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Also got to give a huge shout out to RX Pro Shop. They've been with us since about a year and a half now, almost 2 years. Got to give a huge shout out to Jeff and Tracy. They've been, you know, so supportive of the podcast and really the Big Red Express, the persona that I've become in the Hampton Roads area. They helped me get my first gig back a couple of years ago when I started emceeing, and they've been so supportive ever since. They've got the largest selection of stance socks in all of the Hampton Roads area at RX Pro Shop. So make sure you guys go check them out on Instagram, Twitter, and, of course, on Facebook at RX Pro Shop. Fueling athletes literally all the time. So, guys, got to get right into it. The USA Functional Fitness National Championships. I had the distinct pleasure to go and MC the first ever National Championships for Functional Fitness here in the United States. And what an opportunity it was. What a great, cool thing it was to be a part of. I feel blessed. I feel honored. I mentioned a little bit on my personal Facebook page. I know many of you guys probably saw that, but I just wanted to kind of go over just my thoughts of the weekend. I thought it was a very well-run event. The athletes, I know that they wanted kind of, you know, more athletes to sign up, but for the first year, I think the amount of athletes that they had, I thought it was, they knocked it out of the water. I thought it was incredible to see these athletes compete as quickly as possible and, you know, really fight for a shot at the Team USA title and a chance to go to the World Championships out in California next month, which I will be going out to. So in just about 6 short weeks, I will be going out to California to MC the World Championships. I got to brush up on all my languages. So I guarantee you, right after I'm done recording this podcast, I'm going to go and start seeing if there's any free samples of Rosetta Stone out there and try to learn some other languages. And I'm excited about it, guys. It's a huge opportunity, but I think it's a great thing for the functional fitness, the CrossFit community, whatever you want to call it. I think it's nothing but good because it gives these athletes another revenue and another outlet to do what they love to do. And these, you know, the basic purpose of having a functional fitness U.S. team and hopefully trying to get functional fitness down the road into the Olympics. You know what they want to do is this is exactly what they want to do. They want to make sure that they've got the people surrounding the areas. They got some great coaches that have come from the Grid League, and they're very, very specialized. We had, I met them all this weekend. It was so much fun to kind of get to know more people in the fitness community. And, you know, I think, you know, with they got James Fitzgerald and Gretchen Kettleberger really working together along with Larry to make this a great event. And I thought this weekend was an absolutely incredible event. Yes, I'm biased because I'm working for them. But you know what? I've been to so many events over the past 2 years, whether it's me as an MC or just me as a spectator. And I really think, you know, even though it wasn't a huge, huge event, but the World Championships is going to be a whole new level of kind of what they're trying to do. I thought this was a great step in the right direction to do what they want to do and to try to eventually get CrossFit or functional fitness, rather, into the Olympics. I think this is a good step in terms of the right direction. And you know what? It's going to provide athletes a chance to become a professional athlete, just like a track athlete or just like a, you know, any of those athletes that are on Team USA for any of those sports, a wrestler, you know, those kind of things. They can train all year round to work for these type of events. USAFF and USA Olympic Committee, you know, sanctioned events and all that stuff. And I think it's a great step in the right direction. I'm going to run down the list of the athletes that made Team USA for the men and for the women. So I want to give a huge congratulations, a huge shout out to Philip Marks and Justin Baez, to Tom Ramsland, Tyler Tosunin, Matt Clark, Dylan McCray, Cameron Colling, Dale Meetzler, William Truuo, Ken Battison, Alex Smith, Vinny Casey, and your first ever national champion, Dane Smith. Of course, I've got a very good tie to two of those athletes on the top three podium, Alex Smith and Dane Smith. Obviously, coming from CrossFit Krypton, they've been on the podcast before, and I couldn't be more proud of those guys to watch them compete all weekend long. It was so much fun to do that. For the women, there was only six women that competed, so all of them qualified, but a huge congratulations and a huge it was a true honor to be a part and to watch them compete. Athan Delvecchio, Stephanie Smith, Carissa Muller, Amy Backel, Holly Henderson, and your national champion, Chelsea Nicholas. It was a true honor to watch you ladies and you fellas work this weekend. Thank you guys so much for making it my job really easy. I really just go out there, and if you guys put on a good show, I can make the show good. I hopefully help the energy go a little bit, you know. Once we got the mic and the sound system working, it was incredible just to see these athletes work. And I hope I was able to motivate them a little bit more and help them go a little bit harder than they would have if they just had some music playing. So a big thank you to really Larry and Gretchen and everyone that's involved in the USA Functional Fitness Federation, in the International Functional Fitness Federation. Guys, go check them out on Facebook, on Instagram. On Facebook, I believe they're just the U.S. or United States Functional Fitness on Facebook. And then the international one is the International Functional Fitness Federation or the IF3. I think you can search that as well. Head on over to usafunctionalfitness.com if you guys want to know more information about kind of how you can get involved, how you can donate. I know they're doing right now a drawing. So if you donate $25 or more, for every $25 that you do donate, you're going to be put in a raffle to win an assault runner. So, you know, I know they've raised a good amount of money, but I know they're always looking for more donations. But they're going to be raffling off a air runner, air assault, or I think it's a true form or an assault air runner. I'm not really sure which one, but either way, it is an incredible prize for just a $25 or more donation. For every $25 that you give towards the USFF and towards the International Functional Fitness Federation, you get to be put in for a drawing for a free true form runner. Man, I don't know about you, but that's a pretty good prize for just donating some money to an amazing cause and for something that I think is going to be the next big step in functional fitness. And I'm excited to kind of see how things go next month at the World Championships and how things are going to progress over the years. Man, I'm just so excited. I was so excited really all weekend. I didn't know really what to expect going in. I had done some due diligence and I'd done some research on some athletes and things like that. And I knew that the athlete pool was going to be very, very strong this weekend, but I really wasn't sure, you know, how things were going to be run. I know they had to switch venues at the last minute because of the light signups. And, you know, sometimes you're just like, oh, for a big event like this, you hope to have a million people. But I think for the first event, I think they had the perfect amount of people. I thought the event ran perfectly. It ran so smooth. Huge shout out to John Mustafa, a.k.a. Moose, for helping me out all weekend long. Sean Sweeney, a big help as well. One of the athlete relations athletes, he's obviously gone to the CrossFit Games. He is going to be involved in the USAFF, being one of the athlete contacts, one of the athlete reps. Talanda Fortunato, it was nice to meet her finally this weekend. She's going to be another athlete rep. So it was so cool to meet some athletes that are established in CrossFit. They're established in the big name of functional fitness, and they share this same goal. They share the same vision as so many athletes out there. And I think the ultimate thing is to raise awareness for fitness, to get fitness on a world stage. That's not just the CrossFit Games. The CrossFit Games are great. I'm not, you know, discounting anything that has to do with the CrossFit Games, but CrossFit Games athletes, you know, they still have, most of them still have full-time jobs. They're still coaches. But I think this is going to change the game in terms of these are going to be athletes that are just going to be professional athletes year round. They're not going to have to coach. They're not going to have to, you know, worry about doing another job. They're going to wake up, train, eat, train, and then go to bed. And they're going to do it every single day. And they're going to be like your track athletes, your wrestlers, your, you know, people that are on Team USA year round. There's going to be different meets or different events year round all over the world that athletes can qualify for, maybe get some points. And I would love to see kind of that expand just like, you know, the Visa Championships. I would love for the USAFS to get a sponsor, the IF3 to get a sponsor and say, hey, you know, you guys do a series of competitions all throughout the year. And then whoever has the most, so athletes can actually go and compete all over the world throughout the entire year of sanctioned events, and they can earn points, and there can be a point system. I would love to see that. And obviously, coming from a track background, I know kind of how that is because I follow track a lot. I love how they have like the Gold Series and all that stuff that athletes kind of go to, and the, you know, the different events that they go through with the IAFF. And it's so much fun to see what you know, Gretchen's ultimate goal is, what their ultimate dream and the process is. And I think I'm so excited to be a part of it, man. I could go on literally forever about it, but I'm sure you guys are tired of it. Hats off to all the athletes, all the competitors that competed this weekend. It was so much fun to watch you guys compete and to really just enjoy the competition, because you could definitely feel that people wanted to make this team. They wanted to be a part of Team USA, and it was so much fun. I wouldn't be a CrossFit podcast if I didn't kind of, you know, we're going to move along from that, but I can't wait. You'll be hearing more from me, hopefully more from the personalities coming out of U.S. Functional Fitness. We're going to try to get James on. We're going to try to get some of the head coaches on. We're going to try to get Gretchen on, leading up maybe to the World Championships, maybe beyond the World Championships. I'm going to see if I can travel around a little bit and try to get some people on just to make it a better interview or a better conversation with them, and just kind of have some fun and give you guys some insight on more of what the IF3 is about, what the U.S. Association or United States of America Functional Fitness is about, and much, much more. I'm excited to kind of bring that to you as it comes in. And as I find out more information, I'm going to give it to you guys. You guys can just make sure you guys keep it locked onto our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. It's really, that's the easiest way to kind of see what's going on, whether it's, you know, the U.S. Functional Fitness, whether it's really anything going out there. But so excited to kind of be a part and really, really get in from the beginning and see where this goes. So moving on, like I said, this is going to be the last thing I touch on, but I was almost wondering if I should touch on it or not, but I think it's my due diligence as a CrossFit podcaster, as someone in the CrossFit media universe to address the issue or to at least bring it up. I'm sure all of you guys have known and have seen about the Meridian athletes that were banned. Last week, it was September 8th is when the statement came out. The disqualified athletes are Stella Cristoforo, who tested positive for clenbuterol, Andrea Barbodi, and Ludwig Chusklosli, tested positive for clomiphene, and Paul and Linikowski, tested positive for clenbuterol, modafinil, and elevated testosterone level, and Gianluca Occhino tested positive for tamoxifen. So that's a lot of words, and I'm probably mispronounced a lot of those names, but another reason why I think the CrossFit, and I hate to say that because CrossFits are banning athletes and things like that, it becomes more legitimate. It becomes more because you hate seeing athletes get popped for drugs or performance enhancing drugs of any kind. But nonetheless, these athletes have been banned for 4 years through the 2021 season. Am I excited about it? No, of course not. You never want to see athletes. You never want to see, you know, anyone really get popped for anything. I hate to see that athletes are, you know, even in this situation, but I think it shows that the CrossFit Games, and I know a lot of people out there are like, oh, well, no one's ever heard of any of these athletes. I think that changed back in, you know, right before the games, a couple weeks before the games, when Ryan Elrod, you know, was popped for a performance-enhancing drug that boosted his testosterone, I believe, for slightly so that his wife could have another child. And obviously his wife is pregnant, and we're going to try to get Ryan on maybe down the road. I know we just had him on right before the games, right after regionals. But we want to, you know, obviously it works, and I don't think he's going to have any regrets over the next 4 years about what he did. And I think he was kind of unaware at the time what he was doing. But nonetheless, he tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug, and he's got that four-year ban as well. But a lot of people are like, oh, well, they would never, you know, suspend Matt Frazier or Ben Smith or Rich Froning or Khalifa or any of these top athletes that are in their fatality. You know, the list can go on and on. You can literally take the top 10 men, top 10 women, and say, oh, they would never pop any of these athletes. I think, you know, obviously popping, you know, some CrossFit Games athletes, that's a big deal. Whether you know them or not, these are athletes that are the top athletes in the world that qualified for the CrossFit Games. Whether you like them or not, or whether you know them or not, that's a big deal. And I thought that kind of conversation went out the window a few years ago when Sheree Chan and some of those names came out that, you know, were that tested positive, because I think before then you really didn't hear much, and then you heard some names that no one really knew, so you were almost wondering, okay, well, are they just covering up some things? So they're going to release some names, but just because no one knows who they are, you know, it's a very big thing, and we could literally talk for hours about this, and I would love to do more research. I'm not the most intellectual when it comes to, you know, performance enhancing drugs and what those mean and what the different ones do. And that's my fault. I haven't done my homework yet on it. And when I do my homework, I kind of get lost in the shuffle. I don't really understand everything that goes along with it. But nonetheless, I think one of the biggest things and one of the things that I think is going to be bigger and bigger, and you hope that all the athletes are getting tested on a regular basis. You hope that some the top CrossFit Games athletes, you hope that the podium or at least the top five athletes in the CrossFit Games are getting tested on a regular basis. If you're one of the top athletes in the CrossFit Games, you should be getting tested on a regular basis. I do know for a fact that athletes are getting tested randomly. It happens. Athletes post about it. You know, it happens on a really all the time. And I think that's more legitimate in the sport. And maybe because I've got a kind of a behind the scene curtain kind of thing of what I can see. And I've got friends and people that I know that are in the realm, and I know that they get tested. But I also know that if the athletes, if they really wanted to, there could be possible way to get around it. I don't think there is because of all the testing and things of that nature that do go on. I believe that the CrossFit Games are very due diligent. They're becoming more and more diligent in the drug testing process and how often they do it, who they do it to, and how that kind of gets addressed once it does get addressed. The only thing you can go by right now, guys, is that the athletes, you know, the top athletes are getting tested, and the reason they're not getting banned or anything like that is because they're not doing anything. And yes, there's always going to be people out there that are conspiracy theorists, and you could talk about it forever about how, oh, CrossFit's just trying to cover their own butt by releasing names that no one's ever heard of, that no one's known. But I think CrossFit, as much of a business as it is, I think the integrity of the sport reigns supreme to whether or not Matt Frazier or Rich Froning are doing performance-enhancing drugs. I don't think that CrossFit would ever hide results of drug tests because of one of their top names doing something, so they wanted to hide it. I don't think that's possible. I don't think they would ever do that. I could be completely wrong, but I hope not. Because that's what the whole sport of CrossFit is. It's about the integrity. It's about the honest opinions and the honesty of the athletes. And there are no room for cheaters in this sport. If you're an athlete out there, you are doing something, putting something in your body. I don't care if you're a regional athlete. I don't care if you're a games athlete. I don't care if you're just an athlete at a local competition. If you are putting performance-enhancing drugs in your body, you are wrong. You are cheating not only yourself, but you are cheating every athlete that you have ever competed against. You are cheating every athlete that you have ever trained with. You are cheating every person that has ever stuck up for you in the sport of fitness and CrossFit. Period. If you are out there and you are using performance-enhancing drugs, going out and competing against other athletes who may or hopefully are not doing anything but trying to better themselves on a daily basis, you are wrong. Ma'am, mister, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you are a Joe Schmo who just competes in local competitions or you are Matt Frazier that competes and wins the CrossFit Games. I do not care who you are. I do not care what you have done. I don't care what your history is. If you are purposefully putting performance-enhancing drugs in your body to gain an advantage in this sport, going out and competing against other people for whether it's pride, whether it's money, whether it's prize money, I don't care. You are doing something wrong, and that's all I'm going to say. Rant is over. Podcast is over. Mic drop. Until next week, guys, thanks so much. That's all I got to say.